Another story, might not be as interesting but still one I reflect on. I apologize for the length but maybe it'll be a good read. As I mentioned in another story, I was a frequent flyer of Yahoo chat rooms to find women to talk to and either date or hook up with. I spent a lot of my adolescence and 20s in Indianapolis, and anyone from there can appreciate some references and the rest of you understand because there are parallels in any city. I find this girl to chat with and we decide to meet up. Now this was all during the time when meeting strangers from the internet was semi-taboo and definitely not the norm as it is now. Regardless, there's always some sort of danger, but as a younger man, most of that shit didn't matter to me, mostly because I have a good amount of common sense and a dash of instinct to know whether or not a situation was bad. Now I lived on the south side of Indy, which was middle upper middle class, and this girl lived on the north side around Carmel area, which is mostly all upper class, so I felt a little out of my element. I roll up to the house and there's a BMW and Mercedes SUV in the driveway. I call her and she comes out. Pretty blonde girl, cute face, bigger than I had expected body-wise, and biggest girl I had went out with up to that point, but that didn't bother me. I met her folks seeing they were there, and then her and I set out for the night. We decided to go to a movie, but seeing the showtime wasn't until later, we opted to chill at a Starbucks nearby to help pass time. She's wearing jeans and a low-cut black top, she's at least a D-cup, so I'm catching quite a bit of cleavage, which makes me hard while we're chatting, getting to know one another more. She's super chill and laid back, so we're hitting it off pretty well, which is great. Time for the movie, she wanted to see Murder by Numbers, not something I would have picked, but I usually let the date choose. Movie starts and we're sitting there, partway through I make my move, the patented guy arm over the shoulders move. Now we're snuggled close and my hand is just in enough of the boob zone, but I don't go in just yet because it's tactically dangerous, have to plan the strategy here because too soon and you're gonna blow it. I opt for going in for the kiss, which lands beautifully and leads to full on making out, and she's a good kisser. Now it's time for the hand to move from the hold position and into zone B. Hand advances its position well into the territory of the bra and continues on mission, which is met with soft moans and encouragement, during which time her hand is on a recon mission to scope out my soldier of fortune, which meets the ally at full attention. Yes, I'm hard as marble at this point and she is full on grabbing and rubbing through my jeans, and it feels like I'm going to bust through the fabric. I continue massaging her tit and playing with her nipple for a while as she continues playing with me. The movie draws to an end and we gather ourselves to leave. We get outside and back in the car to take her home. On the drive there I ask if she wants to do anything else, which she replies, well, my parents are at a barbecue for a few more hours if want to come in, green light, stage 2 of mission is a go. We get back to her place and get inside and sit on the couch, which we pick up where we left off in the movie. Lots of kissing, making out, heavy petting. She tells me to put my hand down her pants, which I do and start to finger her. She's soaking wet and within a few minutes she comes. I'm still hard as granite, which she knows very well, and finally I get to undo my pants and let my cock out, freedom at last. She grips it and starts stroking me, admiring how hard I am, and she's going at a good rhythm. Now remember, I've been hard and worked up off and on for a few hours at this point, so release is imminent. I feel myself getting closer and she keeps going at a steady pace, not too slow and not vigorously fast, just steady. It's time. I mention I'm going to come and she keeps going, then I start to erupt like St. Helens, rope after rope of cum is exploding out of my cock and landing all over my shirt, which is black BTW, good lord, I had never came so much in front of a girl at that point. I finally stop coming and my shirt is a complete mess, like had dropped a freshly glazed giant donut on my stomach. I get up and penguin it to the bathroom to clean up because my pants are still undone and pulled down some. I clean the best I can and come back out and sit down next to her. We chat a bit more and then it was time for me to go. We hug and kiss and I head home. Usually I'm just tired after I'm spent, but on this night I felt like I could take on the world. I was on a natural energetic high and completely satisfied. Mission accomplished for both sides.